So Joe Biden, guys, Sean and I agree on something when it comes to national politics here. We've been doing it more and more here lately, so it's kind of scary. It tells you where America's really at outside of the hardcore Democrat enclaves. Joe Biden insists that he was vice president during the pandemic and was sent by Obama to fix it in Detroit.
Yeah.
Now, the White House has come out. They've actually updated the headline.
I have not seen the response to this. Okay.
The White House has come out, and they insist that Biden meant recession when he said pandemic.
What?
Yeah, so that Obama sent him to Detroit to fix the recession.
The auto crisis at that time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Biden said pandemic. Bro, those aren't the same thing.
I think he actually said things specific to the pandemic.
He did say things specific to the pandemic. Let's just accept that we agree that he's dealing with dementia.
Well, I read it and I listened to a video clip of it actually too. I think I may have sent you that also. But I didn't take that. And also, the thing is, the mayor that he's talking about, if you read that whole article, wasn't elected until 2013. So that was after the recession and the auto crisis that was going on in Detroit.
And he was not mayor during the H1N1. Crisis either.
He was not. So he was not at all. So he
or COVID.
Mm-mm. So I mean, I don't know what he wouldn't have been mayor anyway during the auto bailouts and all that stuff. So no. I don't know what the White House is talking about there, because that doesn't make any sense. Because he said specifically, I guess maybe need to catch the audience up, that he knew Duggan, the guy's what, Mike Duggan, I think is his name.
Yes.
And he said, and he probably got sick of seeing me, you know, during all that. But you know, we worked together. But wait a second here. I mean, he wasn't mayor during the auto bailouts and all that stuff.
I got Joe's direct quote here.
Yeah, go ahead.
It said, "When I was vice president, things were kind of bad during the pandemic," the president said. Let's see here. It does say the story has been updated to include a transcript from the White House. But to read a little bit of the story, it says, "President Joe Biden bizarrely claimed on Sunday that he was still serving as VP during the pandemic, though an amended transcript of his remarks distributed by the White House indicate it may have been a simple slip of the tongue, and the president had meant to reference the Great Recession. Speaking at a dinner for the NAACP Detroit, Michigan, Biden went on a tangent, proclaiming he was on the ground in the state to help out at the request of former President Barack Obama. Quote, 'And when I was vice president, things were kind of bad during the pandemic, pal,' Biden said." Okay, he didn't say pal. I added that part. And he said, quote, "And what happened was," Biden continued, "Barack said to me, 'Joe, pal, go to Detroit and help fix it.' Well, the poor mayor, he spent more time with me than he thought he was ever going to have to. God love you." The White House official transcripts following the president's remarks include a strike through the word pandemic, instead replacing it with the word recession. Bro, they get up there and lie every day. They all do. This one especially. Joe is dealing with some real mental issues. They can't hide it anymore.
There's a video of this. I mean, there's a video of this.
There's videos of it every day.
Yeah, but I think this was the one the most, you know, all the, you know, Biden's a gaffe machine. Everybody's been saying it before he was president, when he was vice president. But, I mean, this was one of the most egregious examples of it, I thought, where he completely didn't know what, you know, what time frame he was talking about and what event he was talking about. Because I guess you could infer that he meant the auto crisis, but then he's talking about he was hanging out with this Duggan who wasn't elected during that time, wasn't even mayor of Detroit.
But it's like the time that he was talking about, was it a Congress lady or somebody that had been dead for a minute and at a dinner or something anyway.
Yeah, I mean, right. I mean, it's just obvious to everyone that he's not, you know, he ain't dealing with the full deck. I mean, I think we've kind of seen that. But the
let's jump ahead. He's not going to be the candidate, is he?
You know, Clay,
for the first time, you're truly in this camp.
Yeah, you and I were talking about that last night. Once I saw this, I said, "Man, this is really bad." And then last night I watched the first Trump and Biden debate, just kind of a little bit of it, And if you watch that, you can see the difference of him then and now. He didn't seem 100% sharp, but he didn't seem like he does now during that debate. He's not the same guy, man. And then I looked up the USA Today, and they had I sent it to you, I think, and it was a liberal author, and he even said, you know, Biden, I mean, you need to drop out. Like, this is apparent to everybody. And I think the media is obviously trying to push him that way. But so here's what's going to happen in my mind. We're going to see this debate on June 27th. And, you know, if he just performs horribly, which I mean, I don't know how he, maybe he's going to do, maybe he's going to take Adderall and do well like he did there in the State of the Union. Who knows? It's going to determine a lot. I mean, because people say, keep saying there's not enough time. There's plenty of time. What they can do is he can step out and they can pick somebody at the convention. That can happen.
I agree. I mean, and you're going to have such coverage of this that it's not like people aren't going to know that he ain't on the ballot.
Yeah.
I mean, the homeless guy living in a poop encampment in San Francisco is going to know that Joe Biden ain't on the ballot. Right. They're going to make good and sure that everybody knows that they've changed out the candidate. That is not going to be an issue.
100%. I mean, you know, David Axelrod, who was one of Obama's top advisors, I listen to a lot, he even said it the other day. He said, you know, the reason he's going to lose this election is his own pride. Like, it's becoming to the point where it's based on his own pride, where he doesn't want to quit or wants to keep going because he believes that he's the only person that could beat Donald Trump. Well, that's not true. He's a person that's definitely going to lose because, I mean, if you look at I love polling and I look at it all the time. It reminds me, 2020, the polls were, you know, heading the way for Biden, and the mood of the country was bad. The mood of the country right now is really bad. It's really bad.
You know, because I hate Biden, I'm kind of like a Democrat with Trump. You know, you just want to see him get arrested. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to see whatever the worst thing to happen to your enemy happen. I understand that. I really do. In my mind, it would be great to see Biden have to quit because I think he's a piece of crap, and I think it would be a great way for him to go out in shame, having to quit. However, when your enemy is beating their own butts, sit back and let them. And I think the best thing that could happen is just let this train roll right on down the tracks, and it's Biden v. Trump. I do not want to give the Democrat Party a shot of adrenaline.
Well, if I was you and I was a big Trump supporter, I would want Joe Biden to run for all the way. I agree with you. Yeah, because, I mean, if you look at anybody's looking at the polling stuff, let's look at the demographic groups. Trump has gained with African-American supporters. Biden in 2020 was plus 83 with them. Now he's plus 61. Trump is beating him with voters under 35, which is a group that Republicans have never won before. It's the only group that Trump's hurting with is women voters. That's it. Like, every other group is Hispanic voters are about even. It's numbers that nobody has ever seen before. The way I sent you guys a map about, you know, what I looked at, like with the possible electoral count breakdown of this. I mean, it's going to be a massacre if we're looking at these same kind of numbers in the fall, like, and that are going on with the swing states and everywhere else. Because, I mean, Biden's going to lose Arizona. He's going to lose Nevada. He's most likely going to lose Michigan. He's going to lose Pennsylvania. He's going to lose Georgia. It's going to be a wipeout. So, yeah, if I was you, I'd want him to be on the ticket because, you know, the Democrats go in the convention and they pick somebody else, whoever that person is. It's going to give them a shot, you know, a shot of adrenaline. It's going to give some independent voters that are not really comfortable with Biden, his age, his mental acuities, some stuff. So, yeah, they have a better shot. But, yeah, you guys should be, like, donating to Biden's campaign right now. You just need to – you should write a Clay Edwards Show donation.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think Gavin Newsom is a piece of human feces but he's a good communicator, and he's such a better communicator than Joe Biden that even if what he is communicating is an absolute bold-faced lie, he does it so convincingly that I think it's dangerous for us. Let's take a break, come back, land the plane.